But let's moving on to some of those issues that are at hand. The government is facing renewed calls tonight to help mortgage holders. It comes with tens of thousands of homeowners facing yet another repayment hike after the European Central Bank raised interest rates to a 22-year high. Sinn Féin, it says action is needed now. And ministers, they insist they are considering mortgage interest relief, but not quite yet. Hugh, we'll get to the politics in a moment, but on the numbers, people at home will be wondering what today's decision in Frankfurt will mean for them.
Yeah, well, it's the eighth time the ECB has done this now in since last summer. So the 25 percentage points increase will add about €300 a year to the cost of repaying a €200,000 tracker mortgage, according to my colleague Charlie Weston in The Independent today. And I suppose what's worth noting as well, when you take the totality of the increases over the last year, it's basically adding about €500 per month to repayment on an average tracker of 250,000 with a 20-year term. So that works out at about €6,000 a year. So that's extraordinary, really, since last summer, that people's mortgages have gone up by that amount. And it's crippling for families, and it's an acute political problem for the government because it's not easily resolved. If you were to do the reintroduction of mortgage interest relief, it's not necessarily targeted. It's going, in some instances, into the pockets of people who don't necessarily need it, who could afford to take that kind of a hit. So that's a tricky one for the government.
An acute problem. And first-time buyers on today's numbers as well could be paying around more than €3,400 more than this time last year. More hikes on the way, but an acute political problem, as Hugh O'Connell says, Darren O'Rourke. But your party and its finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, you think you have a solution. What is it?
Yeah, well, we've made the proposal repeatedly, and Piers again at Leaders' Questions today and on media. It's called for the introduction of a temporary targeted mortgage interest relief package for people, not to take all of the burden, but to take a percentage of the additional burden that people have been faced with. People on fixed, particularly when they're changing on variables and on trackers, to provide a support. I think, you know, the government will say that they've. You can't separate this from the cost of living crisis, and government will point to the measures that they have taken and point towards free school books and a range of other things which are welcome. But they cannot deny the fact that there are a cohort of people there that are very, very exposed on this. And some of them are exposed because government commitments didn't come to fruition in terms of, mortgages being sold on. So we believe a targeted measure is appropriate.
A targeted temporary measure,
absolutely,
you say.
Yeah.
And it will cost, you think, €400 million.
In the region of €400 million, yeah.
Mary Siri Carney, what's wrong with what Darren O'Rourke is proposing? Are you in favour of your Sinn Féin colleague's idea?
I think that the idea of mortgage interest relief is something that's certainly on the table and under consideration in the context of
now.
The budget, as are many things. But this isn't something that can be a knee-jerk reaction. The last year that mortgage interest relief was paid, in 2008, the cost of that was €700 million for the year.
Darren O'Rourke says €400 million.
But
it's a different measure.
In those circumstances, that was the cost. So this is something that has to be considered as a whole suite of packages. And the best place to do that is within the context of the budget, where you can look at targeted supports for those who are most vulnerable.
If somebody at home, as Hugh O'Connell was outlining for us there, €500 per month extra to an average tracker of 250,000. And they're hearing you saying tonight that you're going to wait and consider things. Do you not think it's more of an urgent matter than what you're saying?
I think that the seriousness of the matter and the exposure of people in the context of the cost of living as well is something that the government has taken very seriously. And consequently, we had the largest budget in the history of the state, and we had €11 billion of an expenditure.
But Darren O'Rourke says bringing this
year.
Now.
The better place to do that is within the context of a budget, which is only a matter of months away. And in that context, there is nothing to stop us from providing and looking and examining it. This cannot be, Sinn Féin are saying this now. It wasn't in their manifesto. It wasn't in their pre-budget submissions last year.
Was
and we'd
it,
already
Darren?
Encountered. It wasn't in their pre-budget
submission. But you respond to the change in circumstances. And the government say we can't act outside the budget cycle, but they all already have in a range of areas. For example, they've reduced VAT on solar panels. They've introduced a whole range of measures outside of the budget cycle. So it's I don't accept that argument.
This is a sort of magnitude Brian that Leiden, deserves very serious consideration before it's entered into.
Yeah, I'd agree with Mary just there. It's bigger than these isolated measures that have been brought in between the budgetary cycles. But I don't want to diminish the challenges that people who are on tracker mortgages are going to face with the rate hike.
The accusation is that the government has its head in the sand on this issue by not addressing it now after yet another hike.
It has to be acknowledged that those who chose tracker mortgages, there was a certain risk associated with that. They did benefit from historically low interest rates over the last decade. And that is changing now. And those like, myself on a fixed mortgage, we didn't benefit from low interest rates in that time. You have to accept that, they had a better situation for quite a few years. It's changing now, and it isn't changing for those on the fixed rates. And it's also important to acknowledge that there's a reason that the European Central Bank are raising the interest rate, and that is to suppress inflation. And you don't work against that. There's a very good reason. We have an inflationary challenge in this country and right across Europe. That's why they're raising the interest
rate. Essentially the message you're sending out to tracker mortgage holders tonight is you had it good before, it's the look of the game, now you don't have it so good. Is that the message you're sending out to them?
I don't want to diminish the challenges that are there, but there is a risk with going with a tracker mortgage. And just to say, like, the targeted measures are the way to do this. And there are a whole range of them. I can list them all out and we'd be here all night. And that's what we did in the last budget. That's what we will do in this next budget as well.
Again, I said at the start, you cannot separate this from the cost of living crisis. And, you know, one agency after another, I think the Vincentian Trust today, we had, you know, Bernardo's, we have St. Vincent de Paul, time and again indicating, you know, there's different tiers. There are people who are protected and insulated, but increasingly there are people who are really exposed and struggling with the cost of living crisis. Some of those people will be doubly impacted with these interest rate increases, and there needs to be targeted support for them.
Hugh, did you want to get in there?
Yeah, well, look, as I said earlier, it's a big political problem for the government. I think you've heard the arguments there as regards the thinking. Everything's on the table, but I'm not entirely sure what they'll end up doing, because I don't detect an appetite, particularly in the Department of Finance, to bring back mortgage interest relief. But certainly there's going to have to be something.
And is that because people don't know the actual cost? As we say, Darren O'Rourke saying 400 million,
Darren's
Mary
Searle
saying 700 million.
So there's the uncertainty about the figure. As I said earlier, like, there's also this issue of is it targeted necessarily at households, and some households won't need it. So, you know, the government has shown a preference, I think, for targeted measures at those that need it most. But again, how do you target something like that? Unclear. So,
but Mary Searle Carney, you say it is on the table in the budget, but that would again be going against the advice of the governor of the central bank, Gabrielle McLouf, who has basically said that the government shouldn't be considering such relief and shouldn't be considering much of what Fine Gael has proposed over the last week or two as well.
Well, I think in the context of mortgage interest relief, as it has been suggested, no one who is going to be at that cabinet table has ruled it out. And that's the only guidance that I can take at this night.
But
at this
somebody
stage,
like
hasn't
Gabrielle McLouf is warning you to rule it out or not rule it in, surely you must be listening to his expertise.
I have no doubt that will also be considered, because we've got to look at the fact, as Brian has said, that the reason that mortgage interest is being increased is to curb inflation, and that has to be taken very seriously. That there is an inflationary problem. However, we are seeing that inflation slow, but we're also seeing growth slow. So we just need to be mindful that a cost
mightn't fall
of that
until
size,
2025, according to the European Central Bank. So
is a reasonable warning there for people to fix rates when they can.
Relief was brought in the past, and it's taken 10 years to unwind it. So I can understand the challenge that the Minister for Finance has. Like, if he brings in relief, it's going to be very hard to unwind that. And in the meantime, the ECB rate could come down. So, like, he has to take all of this into consideration. It isn't something you can kind of have a knee-jerk reaction to. You have to be fiscally prudent. You have to look at the whole macroeconomic picture. And the right time to do that is in the budget.
Yeah, the other point as well is that Christine Lagarde today, I think, said that you know, governments should begin to unwind their cost of living supports, or that they shouldn't necessarily be doing cost of living supports still, because that has an inflationary effect potentially. So again, that's something the government's going to have to consider. As I said, with the surpluses that we have, with the pressures that households are facing, it's difficult to see them not introducing a range of kind of cost of living measures.
Well, it would compound the situation if they did really.
Well, I'm just saying what Christine Lagarde said.
I take the point.
No, absolutely.
But if you look at again, it's the impact of the suite of measures and, as I said, report after report, and it is real, you know, the likes of fuel poverty, 40%, families going without meals so their kids don't, you know.
The argument, as we heard from Mary Siri Carney there, it wasn't in Sinn Féin's alternative budget, and there is an argument that Ireland has done well when it comes to mortgage rates. They're actually well below the Eurozone average up until now, so that Ireland has done well up until this point, and perhaps that is why there might be some pain now.
No, I think you need to respond to the circumstance, and we have seen it over the course, and we've been consistent in that and calling on government to respond as, unfortunately, more and more people are pushed to the pin of their collar and struggle with cost of food, cost of electricity, cost of energy. So we believe that this is an appropriate measure, time-bound, to be clear at the outset of that it is a temporary and targeted measure, and I think it is appropriate.
It could be unwound in December. It would take a lot longer.
If you're clear going in, I think you can be clear coming out.
I think we also need to be careful that we're not selective in reports. In that report that came out today, Mr. Thornton, in the one that was referenced, the Vicentia one, in that he found that the government measures actually supplemented the base social rates. And in that context, we also had that the trend of income adequacy and inadequacy was stable, despite the fact that there are increases and despite that minimal essential standard of living cost had gone up, that actually the government measures had made a very significant impact in that. So that was done in the context of a budget, and in the context of planning for 2023. Reasonable that we do the same thing in this budget.
That looking at the maximum standard of living. But what of the issue of the bank? Are they not running rings around government and customers? Because at one level, we see interest rates going up for mortgage rates, and yet at the other, they haven't been going up, albeit until relatively recently in the case of AIB, for savers and deposit rates. So the banks, can they really have it both ways, Mary Siri Carney?
We also need to acknowledge the banks who have absorbed the interest rate increases and haven't passed it on to their customers, and there are some who have done that. You know, Permanent, ESB, Bank of Ireland, they haven't passed on the full impact of that. Now, that's not sustainable if it continues to increase.
But the Taoiseach himself has said there's a huge amount of savings and deposits in Irish
banks.
Yes, there are.
And we're beginning to see that. We are beginning to see that unwind and see finally an interest going on savings. So we're finally beginning to see that.
Are the banks having it both ways here?
The banks are, by their nature, very shrewd. But no, it is up to government to regulate the banks and make sure that they're not having it both ways. And it's an appropriate question to ask. But just to come back on the targeted measures, like all of the NGOs point out that the measures that were brought in the last two budgets were significantly impactful on addressing the cost of living crisis. And, you know, whether you're talking about the free school books, which are coming up, the energy credit, the fuel allowance, increasing the threshold for the fuel allowance, the one-off payment, the child benefit, like we could be here all night talking about these. So these targeted measures are absolutely appropriate, but the budget is the right time to bring them in.
Of course, they
have an impact. We agree that they're appropriate. The question is, should we bring them in now in June, or should we wait the few months to the budget? And we would say, absolutely, we wait till October.
Of course, they have an impact. But the question is, could government have gone further? Should government have gone further? Should they, in some cases, have taken a different approach? And we have outlined time and again that in each of those questions, the answer is yes. And I think this is another example.
And what do you say, Darren O'Rourke, to the warning from the head of the central bank, Gabriel McLouf, that some of the proposals, indeed the one you've come up with tonight, could be counterproductive?
I think you need to take things in the context of where the economy is at, where households are at, the challenges that are there. I think to be clear in relation to the time-bound and targeted element of it, you do, of course, need to be careful in relation to it. But
these measures are deliberately designed to undo monetary policy decisions from the
numerous
ECB.
Examples.
That's what he says.
You know, in the region, 70,000 mortgage holders who are paying in the region of 8%, 9%.
Okay, well, lots of you getting in touch on this issue. For years, people on trackers were paying virtually no interest. Us on variable rates were hammered by banks and we got no support. Nobody cared, says that listener. Another one says, why should others subsidise tracker mortgages who had a huge gain over the past 10, 15 years? Another one here, isn't mortgage relief a subsidy to banks overcharging, says that person. Another message in here in support of the firefighters, as discussed earlier on, who do a great job. What's wrong with government? And another person here from Drogheda saying, should TDs who are proposing mortgage interest relief make a personal statement as to whether they'll personally benefit financially from their own proposal?
Well, I can answer that. I won't. I'm a renter, but I would benefit from other Sinn Féin proposals. And I think that's the type of approach. There are those who would benefit and maybe don't need the support, but Sinn Féin would tax them with
well
taxes.
Something else that different people might benefit from now.